The Bible is the inspired Word of God, revealing the mind of God to the world. Through our diligent study and examination of its teachings, we will learn all of the things God requires of us in order to receive His blessings. We invite you now to take your Bible and study along with our speaker, Kevin Beard, as Churches of Christ present Bible Talk.
Being faithful to the Lord requires a number of different characteristics, and we typically think of things like faith and love as being up there to the top of the list of those things that are required for us in order to be truly faithful to the Lord and to be what He wants us to be. But one of the things that maybe we don't pay as much attention to or at least give as much time and discussion to is courage. It takes great courage to be faithful to the Lord to do what He wants us to do. You see, we don't see the future. We don't know everything that's going to happen to us, and so therefore we face times in life when we're uncertain about the outcome of specific events. Even serving the Lord faithfully does not guarantee us that we will live a life free from any kind of difficulty. In fact, just the opposite really is true. Serving the Lord often brings consequences that make it difficult upon us. God knows this is for our good because these circumstances produce the opportunity for us to grow stronger and to develop further in faith. But it takes courage to do that, to be able to face uncertain consequences, to be able to deal with difficult times and difficult things that arise because of the choices we make to serve our Father in heaven. Now, as we think about courage and the need that we have to develop and maintain courage in order to serve the Lord, there's a particular Bible character that comes to mind, I think, that will help us in being able to understand the role that courage plays in our service to God, and that's Joshua. Joshua is a great man, and he maybe is overlooked a little bit in Bible history because he follows so closely on the heels of Moses. And after all, Moses, you know, we would put way up there to the top of the list of those who were great servants of God. You know, so was Joshua. And Joshua followed right along behind Moses and picked up the responsibilities of leading God's people as Moses had done, and did so tremendously. In fact, the entire book of Joshua tells us about the work that Joshua did in taking over that leadership responsibility for the nation of Israel as they entered into the land of Canaan. Now, when we're first introduced to Joshua, or in the first part of his life anyway, back there in the book of Numbers, he was one of those 12 men chosen to go into the land of Canaan to spy it out before the people went up to take possession of it, or at least before God intended for them to go up and take possession. He and Caleb were the only two of those 12 men who came back with a faithful, courageous report that said, despite what the land looks like, despite what the people there are like, we are well able, with God's help, to take possession of this land. Even from that point, he demonstrated great courage in serving the Lord. And we see that by the time he takes over for Moses, that his courage had not waned. But as we turn to the book of Joshua, and as we consider the things that God said to him, we see that the Lord understood just how important it was for Joshua to maintain this courage that he had. And God did some things to help strengthen Joshua's courage as he took over the reins of leadership in the nation of Israel and led them into the promised land. If you have a Bible handy, let's turn to the book of Joshua and let's notice some things here that the Bible tells us about this great leader and focus our attention on what it has to say about courage and the role that courage plays in our service to the Lord. The first 9 verses of Joshua chapter 1 is where we're going to be devoting our attention today. And if you'll notice in this passage, the Lord says that a number of times he encourages Joshua here, as he says in verse 6, for example, Be strong and of good courage. Be strong and of good courage. Now, if Joshua was going to do the job he needed to do, he needed to have that courage. In the same way, if we're going to be faithful to the Lord, we too must be courageous. In a similar way to the way that Joshua was courageous. Now, what I'd like for us to do with this passage is to notice three things. Three things that we see here that God does with Joshua to build his courage. Those three things will help build our courage as well. Notice the first one in verses 1 and 2. It says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I'm giving to them, the children of Israel. What I see in that statement from God is comfort. Now think about Joshua's situation here. Let's try and put ourselves in his shoes. He had been Moses' assistant for the past 40 years. Moses led God's people. He was the mediator between God and his people. He was the one that they went to. Everyone looked up to him. But now Moses was dead. I wonder what type of feelings Joshua struggled with upon Moses' death, knowing that he was going to have to step in and fill Moses' shoes. I'm sure that Joshua had to deal with a lot of different emotions and a lot of different feelings that had to be going through his mind during that point in time. If Joshua was an ordinary man like most people would probably have been in that situation, he very possibly was struggling with some self-doubt. I mean, who would ever picture himself as being able to do the job that Moses did? How many great men have done a lifetime's worth of work tremendously and then left that work to someone else, and the one who followed them fell flat on his face? It happens, doesn't it? I wonder if Joshua struggled with any of the fears of taking over this tremendous responsibility and doing the kind of job that Moses did. No doubt he could have looked at himself and said, well, I'm no Moses. I'll never be the kind of man that Moses was. Despite that, and despite those feelings that he might have had, Joshua was the man for the job. Joshua was the man that God chose to take over for Moses after Moses' death. And so when we think about these things, and we think about these fears that Joshua might have had, then we see that God didn't want him to focus on those things. That's not where he wanted his mind to be. In addition to that, Joshua had a very close relationship with Moses, a very close friendship with him through the years. And he'd spent 40 years learning from him. Moses, no doubt, was a tremendous mentor to Joshua. And now Moses was dead. When we lose very dear friends to death, it leaves an empty place in our lives, in our hearts. And no doubt the death of Moses left a great empty place in the heart of Joshua as well. But Joshua had a responsibility. He had a job to do. And God wanted Joshua to focus on the job at hand. And he wanted Joshua to focus on the source of his strength. You see, Moses was not the source of strength for the people of Israel. God was. Notice again how God words this. It says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Moses was just a servant of God. Now, this is not to take anything away from Moses, because he truly was a great man. But as every great man is who serves the Lord, he still was a servant of God. Now, Joshua was a servant of God too. And Joshua had a responsibility. just as Moses had had his responsibility to serve the Lord. You see, God did not want Joshua to be overcome with any fearfulness. He did not want him to be defeated by any sense of inferiority. And He did not want him to be hindered by any lingering feelings of sadness and mourning over the death of Moses. God recognized the job that Moses had done. And if Joshua wanted to think about how Moses had lived his life and the service that he had rendered to the Lord and what the Lord thought of him, he could see in this statement from the Lord that the Lord recognized that. Moses, my servant. My servant. God recognized him. And there was no need to worry about the fate of Moses. Joshua, though, had a job to do. And to do that job, he needed great courage. But in order to have that courage, he needed to overcome anything that might have hindered him in it. And so God offered him comfort. Comfort is so important. As we face life, we know that we face tremendous difficulties and challenges that come our way. We face the kinds of things that cause us to deal with feelings of sorrow, and like Joshua did perhaps, feelings of inferiority and uncertainty and all of those kinds of things. And God wants to comfort us. You see, one of the great things that offered comfort to Joshua was the fact that he knew that God was still in control. My servant Moses is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Even though Moses was dead, God was still in control. You see, it was not Moses who brought them out of Egypt. Sure, Moses was their leader, but it was God who brought them out, and it was God who would take them into Canaan. That comfort that came from knowing that God was still in control, that God was the one who was going to make sure that everything happened according to His plan, helped Joshua to have the courage he needed to go on and do the job that God had for him to do. Now, we can find great comfort in God, too. Jesus wants to comfort us in any of the difficulties of life that we face. Compare this with some of His final words to His apostles, at least before His death, in John 14, verse 1, words that we still derive great comfort from, where He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. You see, His apostles were about to face a time of great difficulty. They were going to see Jesus arrested, falsely accused, and convicted, and executed. But Jesus was telling them, don't be overcome by anything that you see. Don't let your heart be troubled. That same kind of comfort that He wanted them to have is ours as well. And that comfort leads us to trust in God and to develop a courage that will help us to be faithful to God to accomplish all of those things that we need to do as we seek to live a life of faith. We go back to Joshua chapter 1 and notice a second thing here in verses 3 through 6. God continues and He says, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness of this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Now, the second thing that we see here that helped to develop the courage of Joshua was confidence. He needed to be comforted in face of the loss of Moses. But with that comfort came a great confidence in God. We said a minute ago that the words that God spoke to Joshua here on this occasion were designed to focus his attention not on Moses and the loss of that great servant, but on God. Who was it who was providing everything for Israel? It was not Moses, and it was not going to be Joshua, but it was God. Now, the Lord uses an interesting means of communication here in instilling confidence in Joshua. And that is, He speaks in the past tense about a future event. Listen again to what He said in verse 3. Verse 4, excuse me. He said, "From the wilderness of this Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites and the great sun toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you." Now that there he's speaking in the future tense. He's speaking about the things he's going to do for them. Verse 3, though, is where I was thinking of there when he uses the past tense. And it's interesting here. "Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you." I have given you. Now, they didn't yet possess it. They had not yet even crossed the Jordan River and gone into the land of Canaan proper. But God says, "I have already given it to you." You see, in God's mind, this had already taken place. Just a little bit later, God's going to use the same method to instill confidence in Joshua over in chapter 6 when he's telling him about how they were going to go and take possession of the city of Jericho. And again, he uses the past tense to refer to a future event. And it says in verse 1, "Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, 'See, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor.'" I've already done this. It's already yours. You see, what we're talking about here is God's plan. And we know that God overrules everything that men may try to do that are contrary to what God's plan might be. It doesn't matter who tries to stand against God. They cannot defeat Him. Now, it was God's plan for Israel to go into the land of Canaan and take possession of it by driving out all of the people who were currently inhabiting that land, to defeat them in a military conquest and to take possession of all of those things and all of those lands that they currently had. Joshua was going to lead them. To do that, Joshua needed to have great courage, but as we certainly understand, I believe, courage grows out of confidence. A man can be courageous if he's confident he has the ability to do what he needs to do. Well, God knew that Joshua needed this confidence to be able to build his courage to go and do what God wanted him to do. And so God focuses on His own power here. Look again in verse 5. "No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life." What a tremendous promise that is from God to Joshua. "No man shall be able to stand against you all the days of your life." And so Joshua could think about that promise from God, and he could think about the fact that no matter what happened, God's promise was going to remain true. God's power was going to be working on his behalf. He could look back into his past for emphasis here, because God goes on to say, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you." How had God been with Moses? Well, Moses was able to stand before the most powerful man in Egypt and perhaps in that whole part of the world, Egypt's king, the Pharaoh, and to demand that that powerful leader let the people of God go. He did so with great courage and confidence because he knew he had the power of God behind him. God delivered Israel from Egyptian bondage. God worked through Moses, and for 40 years, Joshua had witnessed all of that. And now God tells him, I'm going to be with you the same way I was with Moses. What a tremendous source of confidence for Joshua, the new leader of God's people. And so, this lifelong promise to Joshua was intended to ensure him that God's plan to take possession of Canaan would be successful. He says here, be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. See, this is God's plan, but it was an old plan. It was based on a promise that God had made to their ancestors. And Joshua was the one God had chosen to bring this plan to fruition in this generation. What tremendous confidence that had to produce in Joshua. And what courage must have developed as a result of that confidence. Now, when we look at ourselves and we think about the things that we need to do in serving God and being faithful to Him and so on, we see the need for courage, but we have a source of confidence just like Joshua did. Oh, it's not going to be the case that God's going to speak to me directly and give me a direct promise like He did Joshua with specific instructions and so on, but I do have the promise of His Word. You see, just like God told Joshua that He would never leave him or forsake him, so He's told us. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, the Bible says. Because of that, we can say with all boldness, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man will do to me. Confidence. With God on our side, we know we can accomplish whatever God wants us to accomplish. And what God wants us to accomplish is to make it to heaven. Now, I know that sometimes people really seem to have the wrong idea about God. They seem to think that God is working against them. But that's not the case. God is on our side. He wants us to succeed. He wants us to make it to heaven. And He's promised to provide everything we need to be successful in that. And so, we can face the task of living faithfully with great confidence. And so we have the comfort of God and the confidence that comes through His promises that can build this courage that we need to face every challenge in life the way that God would have us to do. But notice one more thing that we see in this instruction God gave to Joshua. In verses 7 through 9, He said, only be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. The third thing that we see here that contributed to the courage that Joshua developed was compliance. Compliance with the will of God. Now, the whole basis for Joshua's courage was the fact that he was doing God's will, and because of that, God was on his side. But the only way that he could have that aid and blessing from God was if he really was doing what God wanted him to do. And so God reminded him of the importance of complying with His will. To do that, Joshua, of course, had to know what the will of God was. And so God reminded him, you need to make sure that you fill your life with learning and remembering my commandments. Observe to do according to all the law. Don't leave any of it out. Don't turn to the right hand or to the left. Be faithful to my word, to my commandments, and don't try to alter them. Don't look for excuses. Don't look for loopholes. you do what I've told you to do. You spend your life thinking about this word. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that's written in it. When Joshua had that complete knowledge of God's law, then he was sure to be guided by that knowledge in the ways that God wanted him to do. He could not have the source of his confidence and comfort and courage if he was walking contrary to what God wanted him to do. The whole basis of his courage would have been destroyed. But so long as he complied with the will of God, then he had every reason to expect the promise of God to be held true in his life. Now, that same principle holds true with us. We need to be courageous, just as God wanted Joshua to be courageous. But to have that great courage, we must comply with what God has said. Now, it's true that maybe sometimes when we think of it, we can think that courage brings us to that ability to comply with what God has said. And there is a certain amount of truth to that. But when we look at it the other way too, the more we comply with God's Word, and the more we fill our hearts and minds with what it says, and the more knowledgeable we are about it, the more courageous we can be. You see, we know what God wants us to do. We face circumstances and situations in life, and we don't have to wonder what the right way is, because we've already filled our lives with the guidance from God's law. And that can give us a confidence and a courage that enables us to do what God would have us to do. We need to be faithful. We need to do what the Lord wants us to do in every circumstance of our life, even if it brings difficult consequences as a result. To do that, we need courage. And Joshua serves as a great example of developing courage. And as we've seen today, God offers us comfort through every difficult circumstance in life that we may face. He offers us the confidence through His promises that we can trust in Him and rely on His power. And as long as we comply with His Word, then that courage that we need is ours. And we can be faithful to God and live for Him every day of our lives.